வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீ குரு.
The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 15th of April, 1976, in Bombay, India.
You are advertising about that Jain Muni, Sushil Ditraban, Sushil Kumar.
Oh, Sushil Kumar.
He went to San Francisco. He met me there. Hare Krishna. So he has come back. So I inquired. What is this? He said that he has converted 1 million persons to be vegetarian. So, vegetarian, automatically our disciples, they are automatically vegetarian. There is no separate preaching. But what about the... he was talking about the ahimsa. And I told that vegetarian does not mean ahimsa. In the Shastra it is said that ahasrani sahasranam apadani chatuspadam.
Phalguni Tatra Mahatam. Phalguni Tatra
Mahatam. Phalguni Tatra Mahatam Tatra Jiva Jiva Sri Jivana. This is natural. That one jiva is the food for another jiva. So how ahimsa is possible?
That has been said in Ramayana by that Matang Muni, you know. Matang Muni, who was harboring Shabari, and then he was killing one elephant and living on the elephant for 1 year, and all the other rishis were against him. He was not practicing ahimsa. Then he gave the fish to all those rishis, and when the laddu started moving about, everywhere there is life, grain of say, wheat or this thing.
So therefore, how it is possible? Because after all, apart from Matanga Muni, if this is the rule that one living entity is the food for another living, this is the law of nature. Jiva Jiva Sri Jivanam. You cannot starve and live.
But sir, if we philosophically get to it, sir, we are killing the body and not the soul is inkillable.
No. Don't go to the philosophy. First of all, come to the practical. Come to the practical point of view, that after all, you have to eat. Otherwise, you cannot live. Ahara nidra bhayaman. So, if you have to leave another living entity, then how you can practice this ahimsa? And then the basic principle, the ahimsa paramo dharma, where is ahimsa? You have to kill, either you kill vegetable or animal. You have to kill. Then where is the standing of ahimsa? That is my point.
Then you kill purposelessly, without any useful
interpretation. They say that no killing. So no killing is not possible.
No.
That is my point. Yeah. Then where is the thesis stands? That we are not killing.
Every action, sir, is, entangled in this.
So that our Vaishnava's philosophy is perfect. Because We take Krishna prasada. We don't say vegetable. We are not advocating vegetarianism. We are advocating that you take Krishna prasada. How perfect it is. We are not so nonsense that because we have become vegetarian, we are perfect. The goats are vegetarian.
And we are indirectly vegetarians if you...
No, even if you're vegetarian, how you become big, the goats are vegetarian. Apadani chatuspadam. This vegetable is meant for the chatuspadam, for the animals, four-legged animals. If somebody says that, why shall I take this vegetable? It is meant for the animals. I shall take the animals. That is a good argument. Yes. So, to become vegetarian is not ahimsa at all. It is a bogus theory. To become a devotee and take Krishna prasada, that is what. Krishna says, patram pushpam phalam toyam yomi vakya abhivakshati. So automatically...
Yes, sir. He does not say, give me a... I mean, a correct hand.
Yes.
Patram pushpam phalam toyam.
Then there is perfection. If you take Krishna prasada. Prasade sarva dukkha nam hani rasva bhaja. So this vegetarianism is no... But... good position.
No, the Jainas have, push the vegetarian to a very, to an extent which is...
What is
very,
the benefit?
Is that good no
benefit. The goats are vegetarian. There are so many animals that are vegetarian. The monkeys are vegetarian.
Yeah, perfect vegetarian. Perfect.
They live in the forest.
They are sannyasis.
Number one rogue. Each of them keeping one dozen women. At least. And no discrimination between wife or daughter. No discrimination. Just like hogs. Just like. No discrimination.
Cows are also vegetarian.
Huh?
Cows are
many animals vegetarian. There is no perfection of life unless we come to the point of Krishna consciousness. Simply by becoming vegetarian, simply by becoming non-violent, simply by doing... These are all theories.
The argument is sometimes put forward that not everyone will be able to embrace Krishna consciousness fully. Therefore, it may be better for them to accept some portion, like, for example, taking up vegetarianism or even doing hatha yoga or something like this is better than nothing.
No, that is not very essential. Essential is how to think of Krishna. Krishna says, manmana bhava madhava. He doesn't say that you become vegetarian.
That's tadartham karma kanteya, not sangha samachara. You must do everything for him, even
eating. Yeah. Then you are...
That is vegetarian.
Then automatically, he will become vegetarian. Yes. Automatically, he will become vegetarian. If he takes Krishna prasadam, then he is vegetarian, automatically.
So it may seem like these other things are stepping stones to Krishna, but is it necessary?
No stepping stone. This is the ultimate. Manmana bhava madhakta, madhyaji mahanam. This portion. Unless you come to this point, there is no question of perfection.
Yes, sir. Then you feel that every action of yours is done for Krishna. That is
not
it.
Feel, but actually take doing order. It. Arjuna did not feel. He took order to kill. Not that you manufactured your ideal. No. That is not. You take order directly and then feel. Otherwise you will be responsible. Therefore, the guru is required to act as representative of Krishna. If he says, yes, it is all right, then it is all right. Other is not. Jasya prasadat bhagavat prasadat. Otherwise, why guru is required? He must take every moment order from him.
Ya bhakti, krishna devi parabhakti, yathadevi, tathagro, guru.
Sastete katita.
You cannot manufacture some ideas that I am feeling, I am doing for Krishna. That is not it. Direct. Gurura is perfect vegetarian. You know what is his food? It's not. And he's carrying the law. It is a devotee. He's not vegetarian. And how powerful he is that one sparrow or a small bird lost his egg. The Samudra took it. And he decided, I shall try this. And Samudra. So he began to pick up some water. So Narmuni was passing. So he asked, what you are doing? And sir, yes, Samudra has taken my egg. So I shall dry it up. So he said, but how you can do it? You are so small. You just pray to your head. You are bird and he is the head of the bird. You just pray to Garuda. He can do it. So he prayed Garuda. And Garuda came and asked Samudra, immediately delivered, otherwise I shall take stay. Immediately it was delivered. Satpak. And he was not a vegetarian. He became Krishna conscious. That is it. Real culture is how to become Krishna conscious. Yashasri bhakti bhagavati akinchana sarvai gunai tattva sama. If you simply turn these people to Krishna conscious, all good qualities will come automatically. All good qualities. That is one. And we are practically seeing that. Simply by becoming Krishna conscious, lover of Krishna, they are become qualified. Rama bhaktasya kuto mahadguna manorathena sato bhavati. There is no good qualification for a non-devotee. He will simply act on mental capability. It is no help.
Sometimes people are amazed that we've given up such sinful activity.
They should be amazed. Because they are mental speculators.
You mean unconditional surrender.
And here is the surrender for. Therefore Krishna says, Apitaya Sudhuracha. Even they have got some bad symptoms. Majati Mahavananuma. But he is fully Krishna conscious. Sadhu Reva Samadhu. He is sadhu. So if we want to make the whole world sadhu, perfect, human being, then you have to push on this movement without any hesitation. All people will be sadhu, and then there will be peace and prosperity.
You mean bring about the spiritual communism of Krishna consciousness?
That is real. Everything belongs to Krishna. There is stating it, everything belongs to the state. Why you are limiting? State is limited. Everything belongs to Krishna. Then it is perfect communism.
In the Bible it says, on earth as it is in heaven, that the life on earth should be also under the domain of God.
Yes.
But there's no program how to actually do that.
The program is there. Krishna is speaking. Do the program. Execute. Manvana, bhava, madhva, madhva. Program is there. Vedaskali will not take it. There is no difficulty.
The Christian prayers are also the self-surrender.
Any prayer, if we become God,
my Lord, hallowed be thy name, thy
then
kingdom.
It is all right. And without God consciousness, there is no qualification. Harava bhaktasya kutu mahadu. There cannot be any good qualification.
Then his kingdom can come on earth, not otherwise.
No, no. If one man becomes Krishna conscious, he can deliver many millions. So you cannot expect all to be done. But if one man is Krishna conscious, he can deliver. Jatatāvam visidhyānāṁ kaścita. It is not so easy thing. But if there is one Krishna conscious person, he can deliver many millions. So it is sreshtha lokasya janoh. There must be one sreshtha ideal man. and then everyone will follow.
Shrestha is only God. Shri Ishta. He's Shrestha, sir. Shri is only
he's Shrestha, but one who follows him, he's also Shrestha.
Mahat Sevam.
Mahat Sevadharam Ahud Bimukti.
By associating with devotees.
Tamadhyaram Jusitam Sangitam. Tamadhyar. The path of darkness is to associate with Jusitam Sangitam.
There is satsang, sadachara, and nirabhiman. These three qualities come to men, sir.
Yes, satsang means you have to associate with sat, devotees. Satan prasangad mama bija sambhida bhavanti nitkanna rasayana katha. If you associate with satsanga, then you gradually release Krishna consciousness. Otherwise not.
Just like Narada Muni.
Yes,
in his previous
anyone. It is open to everyone. Therefore we are trying to open centers in all parts of the world to give them chance of satsang so that gradually they will become perfect. And that is happening actually. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never said that you find out some first class man. No. He says, Jare rakho tare kaho. It is not necessary that you have to find out some qualified person. Anyone. Simply in his that same Hare Krishna has been. Listen. Jare rakho tare kaho. There is no question of selecting. Why selection? All are followers. The so-called gentleman, he is also followed. Namanga Duskitanam Mura Prabhupante Narada. Maya Purita Jnana Asuri Bhavamas. As soon as you see, is that Krishna conscious? Where he is within these four groups. Duskitanam Mura Naradhama Maya. Immediately conclude.
Sir, Duskitino Mura Naradhama, all are Maya Bhagavadjana. All of them are Maya Bhagavadjana.
Maya Purita Jnana.
They all of them, all the three previous also.
So he may say that I have passed BA, MA, PhD, DSC, you know. But whether you are Krishna conscious? No, sir. Then you are fool, rascal.
It is BA, MA are Maya degrees.
This preaching is done by Shamsundar's little daughter, 5 years, 6 years. She goes to a gentleman, do you know Krishna? Sir, he says, no, I do not know. A supreme personality of God. Yes. This is preaching. His child can do this preaching work. She has learned from us and she is convinced that Krishna is the supreme personality of God. And she goes to anyone, do you know who is Krishna? He says, no, I do not know. Disciplining in personality. This is preaching. Then he is a good preacher. That's all. The rascal does not know Krishna. He gets at least some information. On this basis, our Dr. Sarup Damodar, PhD, you have read that book? It is first class. The scientist, the so-called scientist, unless he is insane, he cannot say that there is no God. He has written it so nice.
From so the real scientists are also God conscious.
That is all right. He's real
you
scientist.
Have been unfortunately Mark against them. But then think of Albert Einstein. He was totally God conscious throughout his life.
Yes. He's all right. But mostly they say, what is the use of God? Now science. Everything. Science. They say like that.
You have been very harsh to the scientists. I am learning that
misleading. These rascals are misleading. That is the way.
He was very God conscious when he made the atomic bomb.
How many of us are scientists here? He, myself, you also.
We are scientists because we know the biggest scientist, Krishna. Yeah. Therefore, we are scientists. Without him, we don't claim to be scientists. Fools, rascals. Aradhita Jadi Hari Sabasata Takim. He is everything. He doesn't require to. Jasmin Vigyanta Sarvadayamam Vigyatam Bhagavan. If you simply understand Krishna, then you become scientist, philosopher. You are never a scientist, so we challenge the scientists. And I produce the scientists to challenge them. But I was never a scientist. That book is actually revolutionary among the scientists. Scientific basis. You have read that?
Yes, I have.
Very nicely. Very, very nicely. Now I am all scientist. He has challenged the scientists. He has clearly declared Darwin is wrong. Scientists, they do not know.
Now the modern scientists from Russia, they say, astrophysicists, that there is life on other stars. I mean, other planets.
They are interested in reading our book. We have received letter. They are sending representatives.
That the communism is lost now.
Communism is lost, Lord. We do not say that you stop anything, but you make the center Krishna. Otherwise, it is zero.
That's right.
Zero, if you increase the number of zero, it is always zero. But put Krishna or one by the side of zero, it becomes 10, 100, 1,000, lakhs.
Millions.
So we, our propaganda is bring Krishna, then your zeros will be valid. Otherwise, you are zero.
Yes, they were saying the religion is opium.
Yes, opium is very good. Sometimes. It's nice. Yes. Tincture opium.
Yes.
Yes.
It's a
card code,
doctor.
Yes. All these drugs, sir, you know very well.
Yes, yes, sir. In heart attack, we give that first.
Yes.
Either he comes on this card code.
Opium is poison, undoubtedly. But if it is in the hand of physician, it is literally. It can save the life. Whatever God has created, it has got some use. One must know. Nibbande Krishna Sambandhi Yukta Vairagyam. That is one thing.
Maharsha's idea was that instead of trying to improve the condition of life, people would simply go to the church or like this and worship and accept their miserable condition of life without any material progress.
No, they do not know.
This is abstract materialism, sir. Yeah. Because the very theory of dialectical materialism is against the tenets of the religious teaching of Sanatana.
No,
spirit is more important than material.
To become strong atheist, because religion has been exploited by the so-called religious leaders. That is the difficulty. So they have become atheists. Communism will be immediately perfect as soon as it is connected with Krishna.
But that is, sir, I mean, our Sanatana Dharma is a spiritual communism. That is what we actually try to preach them.
We have lost it.
Yes, we have lost. That is right. And we are gaining it again. The heaven is lost, heaven will be regained. What is that? Milton's
paradise.
Paradise lost and gained.
We have lost Krishna, that is paradise.
Paradise lost, yes. My paradise, everything is lost.
Yeah. And this night I have explained, chanting outside the temple and chanting in the temple, it increases the values 1,000 times. That I have explained this last night.
Chanting in the temple increases the
value. Potential. 1,000 times. Otherwise, they are going to the Vrindavan. Hare Krishna. Yeah.
Sorry, what is the difference between Manasik chanting and chanting?
Manasik chanting, that is smaran, that is another thing. But chanting means the tongue must work. That is real.
If the only tongue works and the mind does not work with it, it has no value.
The mind will chant loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. The mind will come.
This mind, buddhi and the jiva in it, all the three must get with the tongue. Then it is real.
You have to practice. You have to practice. Not all of a sudden these three things can become by. It can become. It requires practice. Yeah. अभ्यास योग जुक्ति ना चेतो सा दान ना यू हैव टू प्रैक्टिस योर माइंड कैन नॉट गो आउटसाइड देन इट विल यू हैव टू बिकम द मास्टर ऑफ योर माइंड यू कैन नॉट बी डिक्टेटेड बाय द माइंड देन यू आर विक्टिम देयर इज अ वर्स दैट माइंड इज फ्रेंड एंड माइंड इज एनिमी वन हु कैन डिक्टेट द माइंड And his mind is friend. And one is dictated by the mind, his mind is enemy. So we have to learn how to dictate, control the mind. And that is yoga sutra. Yoga Indriya Sangha.
Sir, greatest yoga.
Greatest yoga is devotee.
Is to join your mind with God.
Yes.
With Krishna.
Yes. If one's mind is always engaged in Krishna, then he is the greatest, biggest yogi. Yogi nāmati sarvesaṁ madgatam surāti tadyāvāna bhajati jūmāṁ sami yuktam. That is first class. Which means, keep them always engaged in Krishna's activities, mind. That is one.
Indriyani Pramathini Haranti Sakabam.
Yes, so if we are Indriyas and engaged in Krishna's activities, they are no more Pramathini. They are controlled. Sarvapadhi vinin muktam tatparatena nirmanam rishikena rishikesa sevanam. When your Indriyas are purified, then it will be only engaged in rishikena rishikesa sevanam. That is what.
Rasavarjam rasopyasya param drashtvani vatit. Unless you have complete, God consciousness, param drashtvani, till then the rasa does not go. The very sting of the indriyas. So it becomes a sort of a vicious circle, sir. And it becomes very difficult to awaken from there to there.
Yeah. Rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti.
By bhakti you can break.
Bhakti means when you engage all your senses in the service of Rishikesh, that is bhakti. But that we cannot. We say, oh, I've got this duty, I've got that duty. Not 100% engaged.
Ananya bhakti.
Ananya, that is ananya. When 100% engaged, that is ananya. Paritimam ananya bhava. If one takes to that position, ananya bhava, then even there is some mistake, even there is some fault. Still, sadhu riva samantam. He becomes sadhu.
For God, for Krishna is bhakti.
Yes, under the superior direction. Not whimsical.
No.
Yeah. Whimsical you cannot do anything.
After complete surrender of your buddhi and mind,
yeah.
All the actions that are done in the service of God is bhakti.
Yes,
without surrendering the
action, yes.
Not
that. That is the example in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna, I have Arjuna saw that Krishna wants it positively. Never mind.
And the Karishya Vachana.
Yeah. That is bhakti. Never mind, I do not agree with Krishna. But I see that he wants it. I must be. This is. Krishna should be give preference. That is bhakti. Not my whimsical way. That is not bhakti. And because we cannot understand Krishna, therefore Krishna is giving direction. Tad vidhi panipatena paripasnena sevaya upadakshanti tad jnanam jnanina tad. Go to the person who has seen actually and take information. Simply by reading, he'll be misleading. Even persons like Gandhi or Dr. Radhakrishna and Aurobindo, they were misled. Because they wanted to manufacture their own meaning. They did not like to act as Krishna says. You are very good devotee.
Namaskar.
Manmana Bhavamad Bhakto Majaji Mag Namaskar. So if one offers his namaskar, that is also taken into account. as such. Sarvam api asya dharma satrayate mahato.
Sarvam api asya dharma satrayate means that dharma which is a full sadda in God is dharma.
Yes, that is bhakti. Makkamama vijana. You can understand Krishna only by bhakti, not by jnana, yoga, karma. So, little bhakti will help you to make further progress. It is never lost. What is that verse? Nabhikrama nashasti.
Nabhikrama nashasti.
So, if you do little, it will remain.
Then
you will make increase. It will increase again.
As soon as you start chanting, bhakti starts, and then further will be development with the years of chanting.
Yes.
Yeah. Vihabhikramanasya.
But if you think that I am chanting, I can do all nonsense, then it is wrong.
First of all, sir, it is the I-ness which must go. And you must surrender your I to the separate.
The I-ness is there. Yes. If I decide that I shall not do anything, not which is not for Krishna.
I did not mean that, sir. Yeah. Your I-ness means your ego must be sacrificed at the feet of Krishna.
No, ego.
How will it go? Unless
you surrender yourself.
Chanting will go away with that ego.
Ego is there, but false and right.
False ego.
False ego is that I am Patel.
Ham kuch hai.
I am Patel.
Ham kuch hai. Don't say Patel.
And real ego is I am Krishna's servant.
Yes.
This is
yes, really book. That is illusion. That is illusion.
So now I think that I am Patel, I am Master, I am
Krishna.
Koi baat
hai. Hum Krishna bhakt hai.
People are entangled with this. All upadhis. So therefore bhakti begins when one is upadhi less. No more upadhi.